Pick it. All right, everybody. What's going on? Leon LeGray. This is episode 161 of the Leon LeGray podcast. So today, this is going to be, I would say, a very not so long stream, but we're going to make it a very, very short stream. Well, only because for one, I will tell you my a little bit what's been going on with me. And what's been happening. And I will be talking about news today too. No worries. I will get into it as well. So for anyone that is wondering out on the world, the Twitter sphere, the anyone that reads my blogs, and which by the way, I've recently have posted a blog too, but I haven't gotten around to putting up any newsletters because of busy life and all that too. So and there are reasons why I haven't been making podcasts regularly as I wanted to. So we will just get into it right at this moment as well. So let me just get close to the mic and just say to everybody, hello, hello, and thank you for coming back to, and listening to the Leon LeGray podcast as always. And by the way, before I start right here too, I want to just let everybody know that two or three of my sponsors, I want to just give out first thing before talking about it. And the sponsorship I want to just talk about is a VPN that I have used in the past called ExpressVPN, which I think it is great. And I think ExpressVPN does a really good job when you're out and about trying to use a Wi-Fi hotspot or any public hotspot. If you're looking to use a privacy, ExpressVPN is one. If you're going to look into going in and staying secure, which I definitely recommend as well, if you're going to look into it as well. So please, 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 and be sure to look into Express VPN for your safety and security. L Next on the sponsorship is Scooch. Check out Scooch. I have a Scooch case right off of my iPhone SE 2020 edition. It is great. I love Scooch, and Scooch is I think personally it's one of the best. I haven't seen a phone case up that's built any slimmer, and the design is made really, really well. So as you can see here, I love the design. The ridges are really fantastic. If you've not seen a Scooch case in person, this is it. I'm holding one right here, right off of my hands. So this here, it is absolutely amazing, and I think you're gonna love the quality of a Scooch case, 100%, and you will not regret it. It's not, they don't just sell it for iPhones, they sell it for Android model phones, like Samsung Galaxies models, LGs, Motorola, you name it. And that's one of the best things about Scooch, I think, and if I think personally that I've been using for months on end, and to me, I do not regret it one bit. I'll have the Scooch case linked down below. So if you want to go ahead and purchase your very first Scooch case, or if you've purchased your a brand new phone recently, or if you're looking for a brand new case just because you need protection for your phone, do not miss out on it too. And because if you miss out on something like this, you will regret it. And I, for me personally, I always reach up to Scooch, and I could not miss this opportunity to not take advantage of this case and try something else. To me, I think it's better than the OtterBox. The OtterBox, in my opinion, is very expensive, and for the price that you pay, it's way too bulky and to put it right down your jean pockets or whatever. To me, I love Scooch just because of the quality. And the quality right here is fantastic. And the best part about it, you can use this as a stand, which I love the most about it right there too. And it is really, really excellent right there too. So go ahead and check out Scooch. And then last and not least, check out Zennies. Zennies blue eye anti-blue light glasses. Now, I love Zennies. I don't have one on me today because I have lost it or left it behind during my time in my trip up to New Jersey. But however, I'll be getting a brand new pair at some point soon down the road, because I, as someone that uses the computer a lot, and you have all this light hitting your face all the time, and you're looking at a light that's coming to you and through your face, which to me it's no good. And to me, I'm pretty, I've been very health conscious as of lately, not just by my body, but my eyes as well. And personally, I love Zennies. In fact, I have a anti-blue light sunglasses. So if you look at this right here, I love it. It is absolutely fantastic, and it does a really good job if you're going through screens or list or looking into going outside. And if you have blue light hitting you, even outside, in indoors or outside, it doesn't matter. It this is great, and this is an 80% shaded. And though I could have got myself a 50% shaded sunglasses, I figure I might as well get some dark sunglasses during hot summers like this in the state of Georgia, where I'm at too. Best part, I love this case right here, this hard shell case. I love it. I absolutely love this case right there. So by all means, go ahead, give your Zennies a try. I'll have the promo link down below, so don't miss out on the sponsors, and I'll have more sponsors here on the Leon LeGray channel. Check it out. Okay, so now, since now I am done with the sponsors, I definitely want to go ahead and give out what's been going on as of lately. And to me, it's been there's been a lot that's been happening to me lately, and it's quite of a sad one as well. And normally I don't talk about my personal life on my podcast, only because there's a saying that goes in the family, and that's pretty much taught to me when I was young: whatever happens in the family stays in the family, right? And that is true for the most part. And excuse me, give me just a second here. I gotta put my sunglasses because I have all this light, computer light hitting my eyes. Ooh, there we go. That's much better. And so anyways, so pretty much I'll give you the short run what's been going on. So as of lately, there recently there was a passing in the family that's that happened about almost 2 weeks ago right now. Accordingly, almost 2 weeks ago, and I had to fly up to New Jersey because my mom's side of the family, my aunt just passed away very recently. It was very, very sudden, but all of us didn't know what was happening. And for what I've understood, the signs of what was happening for me, or what I've noticed, was that my aunt. One sign that kind of told me this was what was telling me about her health situation was the stroke, and then the memory loss, which it's been a sign for some time as well. And that's one of the reasons that for me, I haven't been too much vocal about it, and I'm sure that some of my online people know what was going on, and it's been a very difficult time, and that's why I haven't been up on technology news and opinions and technical guides, and I've given you a lot of things. I've been very absent about it, and again, yet I've been very absent about it, and I had other personal things that's been happening as of late right now, and I had to stop temporarily because of what happened. So, regardless, the show must go on, and there's going to be a stop between my podcasts. It's not going to be a regular, unfortunately, but I'm going to try to make time to post it as fast as I can, and or either fast as I can or get it out there as soon as I can. So that's what's been happening. I had to deal with the family first, and that's why. And I'm sure that many of you will understand that, since I know a lot of you people out there in the general public knows what it's like to deal with family, and And to tell you the truth, it hasn't been easy for me. And just because of the circumstances and the situation, I had to go up there because now with my aunt that left so much stuff behind up in New Jersey, pretty much we've definitely still have to deal with things that she's left behind, and we've got to get things done. That's one of the things that when you are trying to operate a show like this too, you have to put yourself into a stop to deal with certain situations out of your hands. And that's the thing about it, it's that having to deal with family on the other side, it is not it's never never easy. Absolutely not. And that's one of the things I say. I've always had people say that, family is important, right? But in this current circumstance, it is. Even though I have to say, though, I haven't been very close with if during the last couple of years, it's been quite crazy, and I haven't been close to with my aunt, except like around 2018 when I last visit my aunt while she was alive. One of the things I will say about my aunt that I've taught that this was taught to me by a good lesson is that education is very important. While it is true that the current curriculum in academia hasn't been so well taught in schools in the US, unfortunately, but one of the things that I've understood from my aunt when she was telling me teaching me a lesson was that it's good to make moves on your education, and I agree, education is important too. And there are a lot of things that I will say about my aunt that one of the things that I remember she saying to me was that when I've asked her a question about, and when I was probably talking to her about her life and how was your life in Cuba. And one of the things that I've come to realize with my aunt, however, was that she was saying that, life in Cuba was very different. It was a very free country. And I remember she said that when things were starting to fall apart off over in Cuba, and by the time when she was working as an accountant in Cuba, she said that, what on earth am I going to use English for? There's absolutely no way. I knew Spanish for most of my life. What am I going to use that for? And what comes when it came down, and she ended up finding out that she had to learn English when she had to move to the United States because of what happened to Cuba, and during the time when communism arose and stuff like that too. And what I've realized that she, what I've learned from her is that for one, I think accountants are, they are really good with numbers. And they are, and she was one of those ladies that were really, really good with numbers. And I have to say though, being an accountant is not an easy position. And during the time when I've learned so much about her, she did work at the tech industry at some point, typing things down in Excel, working in spreadsheets. She'd used that skill for a while, and she learned about computers. And that was one thing about my aunt was very, very interesting about her. And I give her props for that because being an accountant is not easy. It is definitely not anyone for the faint of heart, I should say. And the fact is that being an accountant, it's a very you have to know numbers. It's that's one thing about being an accountant is that you have to know numbers. And what and from there and that point, let me just end up with this story right there. The two is the lesson I've learned with my aunt was that education can go a long ways right there too. And it's absolutely true. But I think what she doesn't realize when she by time people get off of schools and stuff like that, education has definitely changed. And I don't think the academia in the States has been better. I think it has become much, much worse over the years. But and I have to agree with her. Education is important, but I don't think she realized the meaning of finding real education between what's real and what's fake. And that's what people may not understand, of course. And to me, and there was a lot of things I've learned about her too. And the funny thing about what I come to found out about my aunt, after she retired from the job she worked for about 20 something years, after working for that technical job as an accountant for that company, she decided to not own any computers after many, many years with this company. And this company up in New York, or in New Jersey, I believe. And she said that I'm not gonna own any computers. I just not. It's too much learning, and it's just so frustrating. All that too. And I come to realize that computers, it may not be for everybody, right? But I came to realize that back then, computers or having a computer at your home, it was starting to become common. But for her, my aunt was very different. She just didn't want a computer. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of funny because I'm sure people nowadays would want a computer, right? And you would expect that to for anyone that would want to keep a computer at your home, all that and so forth. But she was that kind of woman that didn't want a computer in her home. And again, I don't know. I respect the fact that not everybody wants a computer, because at the same rate, I can see why, because most people nowadays are very much zoned out in computer screens. And I was like that one time when I was working with as a Comcast contractor. Did I like the job 100%? No. But I had to do the job what I had to do, to keep myself well and work, just continue working, keep me sane and just help me survive, And that was one thing about paycheck after paycheck after paycheck. And to me, honestly, computers are important for the modern day, and that's something everybody should look into, is having a computer and knowing what you can use in the modern day as well. But I know that with today's world, especially that the boomers are getting older, they're practically like in their late 50s, 60s, and 70s. They're really truly missing out about the age of computers. And I think that something that a lot of people, even back then in those times like the 80s and 90s, that you had this huge computer boom, that's especially for the older generation, that they sort of refused out, and they said no, they didn't just want any computer into their own home. And my aunt was one of them too. And I remember one of my family members was saying, it's like, man, can you believe the times that she's missed out, like especially the fast delivery with Amazon. She could have used Amazon and have packages into her home right away. But I don't know, like that's one of the things about today in modern society, is that not everybody wouldn't really care to have the fast shipping, or have just go or go with Amazon. Except in fact, you got so many providers now, so many online stores right now. Everybody doesn't have to go with Amazon to purchase their stuff. Absolutely not. And to me, I've been looking elsewhere to purchase my electronics, and I try not to put all my money to a corporation, And to me, there are so many things or so many stores that you can just purchase your things from. And it's cool. I like the fact you can do that. Look, Amazon is not the only kid in town. We've seen the popularity of Amazon, and we've seen Amazon growing into this massive behemoth. And it doesn't have to be Amazon. And I've noticed something right there is that with today's world, a lot of people are going to have to look into technology for not just for work, but for their personal lives as well too, what they can do. Because now everything, today's world, what I'm now experiencing was things are a lot of, at least almost a lot of things are shifting to online, good or bad, however you guys want to think about this right there too. The shift from purchasing from Main Street to the, from the shop to the shopping malls, and then now to the e-retailers right now too. Things are rapidly changing and changing fast as it is right now too. In fact, I remember a few years ago, I remember having to purchase Windows 7, the physical disk, over at a local store up in Micro Center, which I remember doing that. I remember the times having to do that, and it's quite it was quite wild that I've had to go and purchase a physical disk. And then nowadays, you don't have to purchase a physical disk in order to install your software. Absolutely not anymore. And that's the thing about disk is that I remember over 10 years ago the battle of the disk wars between Blu-ray and HD DVDs were a big thing, which was the better format. It was pretty much a format wars of the disc. But nowadays you don't have to buy CDs and DVDs anymore, even though technically I still have DVDs and CDs up in my shelf hanging somewhere. I have a stack of C blank CDs that I haven't used. But if I were to give someone a blank CD of today right now, they're gonna be like, what? What am I gonna use this for? I don't even have a CD player. Right? That's the thing what confuses people is like, if you give someone a CD player and the only option is a USB port, they're gonna be scratching their heads up like, wait a minute, who uses this stuff anymore? And now you see USB drives. And now you can just have pretty much put a partition of Windows now and just stick it in the USB port, and everybody is going to go for USB ports, or excuse me, or thumb drives or flash drives, whatever you call them. Just stick in a Windows partition, Linux partition into this thing, and this, it's just become very, very easy now. That's the thing about this as well. It's like this is a very much evolving, ever-changing thing that's happening right there too. And in the world is just changing a lot as well, always, always, always. And that's the thing about today is that you have to keep up with the trends. You have to keep up with new different things, what's going on in the tech world. Do I like everything that's being developed in technology? Not always, but there are some good benefits what anyone can do in the tech world too. Look, I have a MacBook I keep for travel. If I have to try use it for work and stuff like that too, I would do it, and I would still use it if I have to, for certain reasons. But again, I think that it is important to know what's coming up ahead. I mean, for me, I'm very excited with crypto, cryptocurrencies, and the future of money and the future of decentralization of the web, because I think it's very, very important. And to me, I had to take a break with podcasting, knowing that I had to look into what's been happening for some time now. And it is very important to kind of stop and reflect and know that what you have to do of today. And As for and going back to the subject of my aunt, and to me, I do respect some people that some don't have a computer because they've lived through that life where you're just living in the screen all the time too. Though, and I'm not as true though, like not having to work on in front of the computer all day is not healthy. And that's true. There's tons of research about that too, and I agree that you have to step out once in a while and not get zoned out on the computer all the time too. And what's one of the things I would say with today's world, and in today's world is that with people working at home, and this was me working work from home back in 2014 through 2015, what for that 1 year when I was a contractor, and taking this from me was that when I worked in that space as a contractor working, I've noticed that I felt very, very depressed. It's not just the customers that yell and scream at your ear all the time too. Look, there was a part of it I couldn't even stand right there too. But the fact is that I enjoyed computers while you're relaxing and gaming and stuff like that too, and which was great and all. But when you're working all these hours, sitting on your butt, getting to work all the time and staying at home, it doesn't become very enjoyable. And I remember like a lot of people that said that, working at home is so much enjoyable and you don't have to leave your house and waste all that gas to go to an office space and take all these phone calls. While that part may be true for some people, and I can see some people's view on this as well, and that's true though, maybe because they don't have to go and drive over to an office, right? And that part of it can be very, very true. But to me, I find that to be depressing because by the time you're at home, you really don't end up going anywhere, you don't have tons of movement, and that's what I find the problem right there is that you just don't you just don't leave the house, you don't get any sun, you don't get any outdoor movement, and that's one of the things I find depressing about that too. And I'm sure they've built like those little watches where you can do running. To me, there are some aspects of technology, especially the sportswear, which I like about that a lot for doing exercise, which I think is great. But if you're going and working in the space, working 8 hours a day, sitting here on your ass, probably I know you'll end up having some breaks, 15-minute break, a 30-minute lunch, whatever, right? I'm sure there's a time that you can just get up and not having to work on the screen all the time too. So yeah, there's the exception, the breaks, which you can just get up and stretch, all that. But man, I remember there was a time when I was an active biker. I actually was a active bicyclist before 2014. Oh my God, I remember just exercising a lot, just pushing and pushing. And I remember I was pretty skinny back then too. But when you've noticed yourself that you've worked in the homework environment, you notice that you're gonna end up pulling the weight. And I've noticed that from that 1 year I worked, because when you've pretty much worked, and when you've worked with so many people on the phone, good or bad, there's so much stress that adds in your body that it's not even funny. The whole thing is nuts. And that's the thing about, I find the whole thing about it too, it can be very working at home can be kind of rewarding because you end up becoming this great worker and all that, but a lot of times sitting at an office space for the most part, even in your own home, it can be very, very stressful. I mean, there's no creativity involved. There's not nothing that you actually accomplish. So you want, again, there's just not much you can do because you're just at your own place all the time, and it's because it can be very, very stressful. It's very, very stressful to your body, and having to sit at one place all the time. In and I will take one thing when my me and a friend had this conversation weeks ago was if it's not smoking that kills you, if it's not drinking that kills you, even though there's people that dies with alcohol poison for sure, then guess what? Sitting is the new smoking. Now that's a term that I found out from a friend of mine, even though some my dad shared this with me a few times about how bad sitting long term can be not good for you, which is true. You never want to sit for a long time. And there's a point in time that you have to take a break in front of the screen. And there's a point for me when I was with family up in New Jersey, that pretty much took my mind off of things. And I made me think and realize, you know what? I think this was a good thing, but at least I can not having to stress about having to publish a podcast each week, and each week, even though I do still enjoy it. I still do enjoy it. But that doesn't bother me one bit. And I was happy to go up there and see my aunt the last time over there too. And I know by next week I'll be heading and flying up to New Jersey, so I can still take care of some things. But with that said, we're gonna go ahead and get on to one story in a moment. So we're gonna go ahead and take a break from this long conversation. So, and do apologize with that. So with that said, let's get on to the topic I wanted to talk about and continuing on with Windows 11, which is a topic I want to return to it too. So don't you go anywhere. All right, so on to our very, very first story. So this was shared to me along with a friend of mine that wanted to bring this up about Windows 11. So I've talked about this on last week, about almost about a week, more than a week and a half ago, about Windows 11, about Windows Event, what I've thought about it too. And I think this was a very interesting article on How to Geek, which it says, why does Windows 11 need TPM 2.0 question mark. So that's a good so I thought this was a really good article to discuss right here over where I'm seeing right now, which that's where I which I was reading about it like actually not too long ago. I would say about today and then the and then last week about it too. So I wanted to go ahead and discuss over on what is TPM, and we're gonna go over on it too because I thought this was a really interesting idea, what they're gonna go with Windows 11 about encryption, which it, this is not a bad idea. I think the way they're going is really good, so let's get right on it. And here on the article on How to Geek, which says about what is TPM, which it stands for Trusted Platform Module. It's a technology that provides security-related functions at the hardware level. It generates and stores encryption keys and performs functions in a tamper-resistant manner. It provides additional protection against malware and other types of attacks. So, I mean, I was impressed, really, really impressed that they were pushing encryption on the hardware side, which I think this is great. This is great for Windows 11. Now, successfully, let's see if this goes really well with Windows 11. I think, again, who knows how Windows 11 is going to be? I think, just like anything, once Windows 11 releases, I think there are going to be some beneficial things that we're going to see some good on 11 that we haven't seen on 10, which we're going to go over this article now on this too. So, continuing on. In a blog post, Microsoft explains that Windows 11 systems will all have a hardware root of trust. The TPM is a tamper, resistant element at the core of the computer that can be used for security features like disk encryption and secure biometric sign-ins with Windows Hello. So that's cool. So so you have the biometric, which is the fingerprints. Though I don't know about the eyes, eye encryption too, but I'm sure it's coming. It is coming pretty soon. So, well, I think we still have to wait a lot longer than we do have to at some point. So we'll find out that point. So continuing on, it says TPM attestation, excuse me, TPM attestation can be used to remotely authenticate hardware and software. The TPM has a unique endorsement key, which is the EK, burned into the hardware. Organizations can remotely check and verify that a device is what it says it is, and that the device, or excuse me, it is, and that the hardware and software haven't been tampered with. For example, this might be particularly useful for a company managing a fleet of work laptops. Okay, now, besides the consumer side, I have to agree with the article right here on How to Geek. This is very, very useful. I think with Windows that had so much issues with trying to encrypt your stuff. I mean, look, anyone can go inside of a work building and encrypt and go through sh doing shady things in their offices. This is an absolute plus. I think this definitely needs it for most of their systems. I honestly don't know how come Windows was late in the game on this too. This should have been needed a long time ago as well. And I happen to agree with the article 100%. Excuse me. And to me, that's where I think it's missing for a long, long time. I mean, if you don't know who the person is that comes into the office building, and you know something is going on, and something that needs to be said. I mean, finally, at least this point, Microsoft is thinking something over here. I don't know what would happen, but either way, it's a good development for Windows 11 that makes me like this o OS a little bit too. That makes me want to get on board with it. But let's see. So continuing on the read, it says, "Why does 11 need it?" So here, it says, here's one example. BitLocker encryption can store encryption keys in the TPM to protect your files when your computer boots. The key stored in the TPM is useful to unlock your drive. If an attacker yanks your system drive and inserts it into another computer, the attacker can't decrypt it and access your files without the keys stored in the TPM. The TPM is tamper resistant, so an attacker can't just plug in another computer or e easily extract the decryption key from it. Wow, I mean, it's a very impressive use of technology that I think this is one thing I am looking forward with the with all this added to the hardware. This is actually quite a excellent. The fact that we're seeing something developing on the hardware side of it too. So that means no thieves. If they were to break into your home, break into your office, or try to tamper with it any way they can, they cannot decrypt it. So which means that it is pretty foolproof, and the only way you can do it is pretty much through access with store encryption keys. Man, this is far by ex excellent, which I like this so far with Windows 11. So either way, I like to hear many of your comments on this too. But so either way, I think it is very, very exciting, and we're going to go on down right here, which in the article it continues on about why isn't TPM 1.2 good enough. And so instead, it says right here, Microsoft's messaging was all over the place in the days after Windows 11 announcement. Initially, Microsoft's Windows 11 compatibility page said that some systems with TPM 1.2
would be able to upgrade. Later, Microsoft edited that page and said the TPM 2.0 would be required. A Microsoft webpage dating to 2018 points out a variety of security advantages of TPM 2.0 has over TPM 1.2, including support for more modern cryptographic algorithms. Since TPM 2.0 has these advantages and has been common for several years now, Microsoft clearly feels that it makes sense to require TPM 2.0. And by the way, it does. It is a very smart move on Microsoft's part. Though, if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure that Apple might have something like that on their systems as well. I think it's a keychain. Though I don't know how well it's the encryption is good with keychain. I've heard many different things on keychain, which see people said don't rely on keychain, that's not safe, and don't ever do that. But however, keychain is nothing like TPM. I mean, it's an encryption site where you keep all your passwords. It's like pretty much a password book stored in your stored on the cloud, pretty much, where you no one can have access except for you as user. But again, this is, I mean, like I've said, this is a really good step where they're going with this too. I mean, first of all, this is not a very much of a confusing thing. I think the way I see this is that this is pretty much a necessary step for hardware to be, you know, to be included with TPM. I mean, still, not a very bad thing to have with this as well. So, absolutely, I would say I'm for it as well. But either way, I think there's not much disadvantages I can say I have with TPM. So, I'm sure there are disadvantages with it. So, switching back onto me here. So, again, absolutely necessary. I like it 100%. This is actually the way to go from this point. Still, we're definitely going to see more to come on with TPM 2.0, and a lot of devices are going to be down on board on it too. So guys, let me know what you think about this as well. I think it is absolutely necessary, but still, you guys can have your own opinion. You can put it down in the comments below down on YouTube. And also, I haven't even promoted this as well. So guys, if you have not noticed, so besides the bad guys of YouTube, you can leave your comments down below on Odyssey over on my channel. I'll have the description down below if you want to subscribe me through Odyssey instead, because I think Odyssey is actually one of the most better platforms out of the alternative tech space out there too, for alternative video platforms that's out there right now. Plus, you can earn crypto just by watching my video. Each time a brand new video comes up, I will say that go ahead and check it out. It's not a bad deal too. Plus, if you go into the invite link down below, you can go ahead and sign up. It doesn't take too long as well. So, and I do want to go ahead and make this my very last my very last story, which to me, I'm not even gonna go through any other discussion, since I haven't had too much time to look up the most biggest news. In fact, there was a huge news that came out about Facebook and the U.S. government working together, which to me, I am going to cover that on next show right here too. So sooner, in fact, I'm going to have it recorded much earlier and have it sent out, since I am going to be leaving again for New Jersey on Wednesday. So I will have a early recording and have it posted up too, but I will keep you guys up to date for sure. But this one was intriguing actually. So I want to go ahead and switch back into this page, which says here, new job posting shows Amazon seeking a digital currency and blockchain experts. So what does this mean? And I have no idea what to say about this too. So interesting. I don't know if Amazon is doing their own digital currency. How much truth this is going to be with it too. Honestly though, there are so many digital currencies. I don't know why Amazon would want to get on board. Either way, I find after reading this title right here, what you're seeing, I find there's going to be way too much centralization with Amazon. Either way, hard to say. There again, it's going to be so much centralization to it. I mean, everything I see, it's going to be too much of it. So let's continue reading what this has to say, which says right here, Amazon is hiring a digital currency and blockchain product lead for its payment team. Okay, sounds good, but what's this all about? What we're going to expect from here? So continue on. According to a new job listing, first reported by Insider, that e-commerce giant is looking for an experienced product leader to develop Amazon digital currency and blockchain strategy and product roadmap. The listing, which Amazon has confirmed is legitimate, continues. And reading over it says, continuing on this article, you will leverage your domain experience in blockchain, distributed ledger, central bank digital currencies, and cryptocurrency to develop the case for the compatibilities which should be developed, drive overall vision and product strategy, and gain leadership by an investment for new compatibility. Amazon.com doesn't accept cryptocurrency as payment, which, no, you cannot do that. In fact, there are actually other ways you can do that at this point. But this is interesting. So it's not soon going to do that. We don't know until I continue reading on, which says Amazon.com doesn't accept cryptocurrency as payment, but a spokesperson told Insider that the company was inspired by the innovation happening in the cryptocurrency space and are exploring what this could look like on Amazon. Amazon Cloud Division, Amazon Web Services, which is known as AWS, already has a managed blockchain service. But CEO Andy Jassy said in 2017, when he was head of the AWS division, that the company was watching the space, but that Amazon didn't see a lot of practical use case for blockchain that are much broader than using a distributed ledger. ZDNet reported at the time that would appear to be changing. If this new listing is any indication, Apple posted a similar listing in May for a business development manager for alternative payments, and among the key qualifications for the role was 5 years of experience working in or with alternative payment providers, excuse me, such a digital wallet, BNPL, fast payment, cryptocurrency, etc. Okay, so let's stop right there. And I've already read through this too. In other words, they want their e-commerce store and the rest of the Amazon space to get on board with blockchain and the accept cryptocurrencies. Now, here's one thing too. In my view right there, this is not the first e-commerce website there, and this doesn't give me a lot of praise for Amazon doing this. So that's one. And I will say that's for one. Now, there's been other e-commerce stores that have already started this out a long time ago already. There's been sites that have already use providers such as coin payments for anyone that is using cryptos like Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Litecoin, you name it. There's tons of cryptocurrencies out there, which that kind of brings me something like, why haven't Amazon have done it? I've been saying that for to myself a couple of years, and they've now going through seeking in digital currency and blockchain and getting to the blockchain already. Man, I don't know. Like, this is one thing. Like, fine, I would have said this to Amazon probably about 3 years ago. Say, hey, get on board with blockchain. But to me, they don't see it too. And to me, Amazon is not really innovative. Now, if they get into the blockchain with their AWS service, the way I'm gonna say about the whole thing is that, look, this is great and all for innovation, but in other words, they could have done this a long time ago too. And then the other side for me, I will put it this way, is with AWS, their whole system is very centralization, and centralization with everything, with the eco, with everything, with all-in-one Amazon, you already have with all these Amazon products, especially with Prime, Amazon Music, Amazon Podcasts, and they have a marketplace of almost everything that you can imagine. And to me, if they ever have a cryptocurrency, like say Amazon Coin or whatever they call their digital currency, I wouldn't buy it. The whole system of Amazon is very much decentralization, and it doesn't even make you believe that it's not even worth even investing on Amazon for this point. Like, no, it just isn't. Like, the only thing I would say with Amazon, like, if you're going to purchase anything on Amazon, I would say find something that you're not able to find on eBay. You're never ever going to find on our other websites. You know, the good thing about with Amazon is that the shipping is 1 to 2 day delivery, fast and free. Even if you don't have Prime, even if you're not a Prime subscriber, guess what? Yeah, there's so many facilities all over the place, actually. So you're gonna get your shipments on Amazon pretty fast anywhere you are in the United States. So it doesn't really matter, because there's so many, like I've said, so many Amazon facilities all over the place in the United States. So there's that. Now, for a cryptocurrency, it doesn't even become any better than Ethereum or Chainlink. Even though Chainlink has some decentralization features, I still wouldn't support Chainlink 100% after finding out what it was about. I think the most decentralized coin I say right now at this point, there are I discussed about Pyrecoin, Pyrechain and Monero, which are good privacy coins. But what I expect with Amazon is that there's all what they're going to have with Amazon is pretty much is a centralization coin. And if you were to use Amazon or this Amazon cryptocurrency, you're going to have to end up using it mostly on their websites. And I don't know if you're able to use it outside of Amazon if that's fully developed off of their own blockchain. Again, something to be discussed right there too. I'm not even sure how that's gonna work. I just don't buy the whole marketing behind Amazon. If this comes well and if people buys into it too, again, a lot of people will end up holding the bags of this phony baloney coin of Amazon coins, which I would never expect myself to do, or hold on fake coins of bags, which that has no purpose and value outside of Amazon, perhaps. So either way, we'll see down the line to see how this goes right there. So anyways, guys, thanks for checking out the show and the articles I've gone over on today's show. So either way, what is your take about Amazon seeking on a digital currency and the blockchain. What do you think about this whole thing that they have going on with the blockchain? I think part of me says it's interesting, but I'm sure that if they go through it, I'm sure a lot of people will accept the blockchain and see where this goes right here too. Because the blockchain, I think, like I've said, I love the blockchain. In fact, going and making payments to other people and sending payments through Bitcoin, Ethereum to person to person is much, much faster than a ACH transfer. In my opinion, at least you don't have to wait over 3 to 5 business days, which is so much better, for one. And I think it is definitely changing what we're seeing right now with traditional banking. So it's like, why do you really need a bank in the first place? And then the Microsoft story that I've just covered here on today's show, I think it is really good. Like, it is about time that they have TPM place on their PCs, like what I was just reading. Again, amazing, amazing stuff. I will have these both articles down below in the description. So thanks for taking a listen to the podcast. So next week's podcast on episode 162, I will be going over on what was happening. And I think with everything that I've missed out on this week, I'll end up talking about it for next week's podcast, which will be released much, much early, because due to the fact I am going to be heading up to New Jersey to see family, due to more situations coming along with family, which is pretty tough right now at this point. So, but again, thanks for understanding, and I hope you have a great rest of the week, everybody. And guys, have yourselves a great weekend. Take care and goodbye.